so I'm going to get to StockPicks this evening. Nathan, what would you be buying then? Would it be amongst the sort of bundle of no-hopers that you mentioned, or is there something else?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with a local stock. I'm going to go with a local retailer. I haven't looked at these in a while, but I think, you know, you've got some quality businesses out there. I think that's the point I want to get across. And ShopRite for me is one of those. You know, it hit a low of 100. It's now in 137, 138. If we do end up getting a harder lockdown, they'll probably benefit out of it because people won't be able to go to restaurants any longer. So, you know, I think I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. So that's going to be my stock pick for today.
Yeah. What a dour prospect. Ready-made meals for the foreseeable future. So let's hope that's not what's announced this evening. Gary, how about you?
Yes, I'm going for, so it's an internationally listed ETF, and it primarily tracks NASDAQ-listed companies, but it's called the Invesco Global Water ETF, and it's just to play into a theme that one of our wealth managers has picked up, which is the whole idea around clean water and investing in water. So, if you look at, the water on planet Earth, 97% of it is not potable. It sits in the ocean, it's salty, we can't drink it. Of the 3% that's left over, about 2% of that is locked up in glaciers, and also we essentially can't access it. So it only leaves about 1% of global water. Now, of that water, obviously, there's a huge amount of maintenance that goes around that in terms of, you know, polluted water and just anything to do with cleaning water and making this renewable resource available. So essentially what this ETF does is it goes and picks a whole lot of companies in the NASDAQ. The top company in it is actually one that, you know, continually comes up in our ranking systems as well. It's 8.2% of the fund, which is Danaher. But it essentially picks a whole lot of different companies that work with water and water management. And I think it's a key theme. If you look at, I'll wrap up now, but the performance of the over the last couple of years, it does about 7.5% per year in dollars over the long term. But the last couple of years, it's been picking up. The last 3 years, on average, about 10% in dollars. Over the last year, 14.5%. It's a theme that I think is going to become more and more important, and I think we'll see higher returns out of it.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. Gary, Nathan, very nice to see you both this evening, and all the best for 2021. Nathan Nyers from Sasfin Securities, Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss, and Alicia will be back tomorrow evening to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.